is Wiggity Wiggity Whack.
Here's Rick Stacy's News of the Weird.
When's your wedding?
Friday.
Oh, thank God.
Why?
Because I miss cookies.
Then eat the damn cookies.
I can't eat the cookies.
Why?
I can't fit in the suit I got.
Buy a bigger suit.
No. Yeah, right. Buy a bigger suit on a Wednesday. Yeah, we're going to have this tailored by January. Yeah, so anyway, see, this is like incredible. The most stuffed Oreos. Forget double stuff. They actually have one that's more stuff.
Is it like double stuffed?
No, it's quadruple double stuffed.
What?
Yeah, reports say each cookie measures at least 3/4 inch thick. It's coming up in 2019, sometime in February. You're going to need a bigger milk.
That sounds like a bit much.
You'll eat it.
Quadruple stuff? No, that's too much.
It's a lot of inner nougat goo.
Yeah, it's just...
I'm very happy about it. And I need a new good chocolate chip cookie, because the ones I like, the grandma cookies, those little slime buckets, you know, over the last 10 years, little by little, they used to be big, big and thick. You put them in the microwave for like 8 seconds and bam, it's the best thing in the world.
Yeah.
Now that over the years, they shrunk and shrunk as the price goes up, they shrunk and they shrunk. Now they're the size of like what a regular cookie is. What do you think? We're stupid? I stopped buying them.
My all-time favorite is Otis Spunkmeyer chocolate chip cookies, but I'll never forget when I was a kid. We always bought the Chips Ahoy chocolate chip cookies, so that's like what I grew up on. And I went to a friend's house, and they had the soft batch cookies.
Oh. I had those, except that they something about them makes you eat another one.
Oh, you can't stop. You eat a whole sleeve.
But there's something about them. It's like they're not that great. It's just the softness.
It's the gooiness.
And yeah, it's like, come on, eat another one.
They're so great.
Come on, you know you like it. You like it soft. Here in Orlando, Kenneth Sue, founder of Epic Axe Throwing, said they're opening the place up this week. You can go down there if you're a little upset about some, or you just like to throw axes and throw them.
When you hit that first thud, you're hooked.
Yeah. I can't wait. I can't wait, actually.
Do they have one of those signs, you know, how many days since the last accident?
They need to.
Corner of Robinson Street and Magnolia. You can go down there and throw an axe at a big target.
There was no place around here, so we got to talking, and we decided to give it a shot ourselves.
It's all about the patience, calm.
It's anyone over 13, and they have to be accompanied by an adult of 18 years old at least.
If there's anyone you may not necessarily like, an ex-spouse, an old boss, imagine their face on that target. It's good motivation.
It's Epic Axe.
That sounds super safe. You're going to let the 18-year-old older brother take his 13-year-old younger brother and go throw axes for the day.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like a good business model, too. I mean, what do you got to provide? Some targets? Some axes?
Yeah,
maybe,
man.
A guardrail?
I'm good with it.
Consent forms?
Yeah.
It's basically, they're like chain link fences, and they have each little, you know, cubicle or whatever you want to call it, little lane.
It's like a shooting range, but not?
It's just like a shooting range, I'm assuming.
Dude, that's got to be hard to get the axe in the target, you know what I mean?
And heavy. Axes are not that, I mean, they got some weight on them.
Right. Woman in Salt Lake City was busted on Monday. She embezzled more than $134,000 from her company.
Oh.
That takes nads, man.
Right?
Yeah, why did she do it?
Why?
Because she wanted to pay back the money she embezzled at her last job.
Oh,
that's a good one.
She's a pro embezzler.
Tried to fix, but didn't learn the lesson.
44-year-old Tina Ray Levant Delgado.
Okay. Delgado, yeah. Italian.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Finally, this is really crazy. Did you see this story about the Chinese Home Depot? It's not really Home Depot, but it's like Home Depot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is awful.
See, are you like me? Because I think of China, and I don't think of like people fixing their houses. I think of people like panning for rice and hoping that tomorrow they can get another dollar. But then there's rich people that they don't do anything but like live in like high rises, and there's nothing in between. But apparently there is. There's middle class there, which is surprising. But in southern China, they have a Home Depot-like store, and if the staff doesn't do what they're told or doesn't perform adequately as far as sales records go, the staff is forced to drink urine, eat insects, and flogged by other three managers with belts.
I don't want to work there.
That is messed up, yo.
Do you believe this?
Why don't they just quit?
The employees finally reported the three managers, and because they didn't meet the sales goals, and they were forced to drink urine, and they had it. 540,000 people viewed the video that they posted. The three managers were fired.
Okay, then, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to need you to go ahead and drink the urine, please.
But they do it like they have a meeting in the store, in the center of the store,
yeah.
And they put the guy in there with just his underwear and start whipping him. and then like women, like cashiers, like forced to drink pee.
That would be great.
Yeah, let's watch one of the training videos you get to see when you get hired at this Home Depot in China.
Hi, and welcome to your mandatory employee code of conduct and business ethics training. First, we'll discuss conflicts of interest. Employees are urged to refrain from any behavior that even gives the slightest hint at impropriety or nepotism. Should an employee engage in such behaviors, they will be penalized by being forced to eat cockroaches and drink urine. Next, business ethics. It is against company policy to accept payments or bribes from vendors in exchange for goods or services. Should an employee engage in such behavior, he or she will be forced to eat a cockroach and drink urine. Now, let's take a look at the following scenario.
Hey, Sheila, how's it going?
Great, Bob. I just had lunch with our competitor and told him all about our sales figures.
What should Bob do? Should he A, report Sheila to HR, B, say nothing, or C, hold Sheila down and force her to eat a cockroach and drink urine? The answer is C.
Bob, what are you doing?
Drink it, Sheila. Eat it and drink it.
This concludes your mandatory employee code of conduct and business ethics training course. Be sure to print your certificate of completion. Thank you.
The Rick Stacy Show.